We have been spending a few weeks looking at the parable that is sometimes called the parable of the lost son, the prodigal father. It's been called a lot of different things over the years, and it's been a good study. It's been a good chance to look at some of the basics of what it means to be followers of Jesus Christ and to see what his love is all about. And it's been a good study because it's been a lot of fun up to this point, hasn't it? The son gets lost, messes things up. You know, we can all relate to that. Anybody here ever make a mistake in life? Yeah, we can relate to that, can't we? And then we get the joyful message of a father who's willing to put aside all the rules to express his love for his son, and we see this wonderful reuniting of the family and the celebration that takes place. And that's a great story. If it only stopped there, it would have been so much nicer. Because now it gets a little perplexing. Because now we have the third part of the story. And it's found in the Gospel according to Luke, and I forgot where I said I was going to start. With verse 25 is where I'm going to start. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. You never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you're always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." I'm not sure the older brother is anybody that we want to emulate in our lives. Well, maybe we do in some ways. We want to be responsible adults. We want to be the people that others can rely on. We want to have a lot of the character traits that the older son had. But do we really want to be like him? He's not the one that's best known in this story. And if you think about the story of the prodigal son or the prodigal father, you never think about it being called the story of the son who stayed home and worked hard. It's never called that. And it's interesting to me as I was looking at the way that we use the term prodigal, because it's always bothered me that the parable has oftentimes been referred to as the parable of the prodigal son, because I always thought that the word prodigal meant generous and giving and like we have the child prodigy, somebody who's really gifted, and we think about it like that. But as I looked at what the word prodigal means, I began to understand why sometimes it's referred to the father and sometimes it's referred to the son. The word prodigal, this, you might not find this interesting at all, but I do, so you got to listen to it. It comes from loose fingers or round fingers. And the prodigal son was called the prodigal son because that's how he handled the money. How much money can you hold in your hands if your fingers are stretched apart? You can't hold money in your hands especially in an era when it was all by coins, you know? And so he became the prodigal son because all of the money that his father gave him slipped through his hands. That's why he was called the prodigal son. He was the one with the loose fingers who wasn't able to hold on to what his father had given to him. So then you go to the question of why would the father be called the prodigal father? I think this is interesting too. You may not think it's interesting. But the father had two choices when the son came home, did he not? He could go by the book. He could go by the rules. He could do everything according to the law of the land and according to what the culture had said is proper and right. He could have done that. He could have said, you're no longer my son. You're dead to me. You know, go back to wherever it was that you came from because I have nothing to do with you. I have no obligation to you, moral, legal, or otherwise. He could have clung to the law. But instead, he let the law slip through his fingers. He let go of the law in order to practice love with his son. He made a choice and became the prodigal father with loose fingers that all of the laws and regulations and rules of that day just slipped through those fingers so that he could stretch out his hands to welcome his son home. The older brother. Now, if you want an interesting, did you notice the title of the sermon? The Presbyterian Brother? Do you know why I called it that? Because if you look it up in the Greek, it is the Presbyteron Brother. We get the word Presbyterian from the same word that is referred to with the older brother. The older brother had a choice too. How would he receive his kid brother home? And it's obvious that he chose the way of the law. He was not a prodigal at all. He clung to the law. Do you like how he referred to his brother when he was talking with his dad? He said, that son of yours. Because he knew that according to the law, his brother was dead to him. He no longer had a brother. His brother was dead and gone according to the law, according to the culture, according to the way of that society. And he was clinging to that law. He no longer had a younger brother. He no longer had anybody who was related to him. That brother was dead to him. And he was going to cling to that law. He was going to cling to that rule. He was going to cling to that tradition. And he was not going to open up his heart to that son of his father's. In other words, Dad, you can choose to welcome him back. You can choose to make him your own. But I don't have to make that same choice. Do you remember who Jesus was telling this parable to? The Pharisees and the scribes. The people of the law. The people who love the keeping of the law, the people who love to cross the T's and dot the I's, the people who love to tell everybody else when they had missed a T being crossed or missed dotting an I. They were the people who loved to make sure that everybody followed all of the rules and the laws and regulations, and they weren't too fond of Jesus because he wasn't always following all of the laws. You know, he was doing things like healing people on the Sabbath. He was doing things like eating with sinners, eating with the outcast of society and enjoying their company, enjoying being with them and accepting them as human beings. He was breaking all of the laws, and the Pharisees and the scribes were not happy with him. And Jesus told this parable to them to help them to see that God's love isn't about following the rules. It's about love in and of itself. You see, the older son didn't get that, did he? He didn't get the fact that a father could love a son no matter what. He didn't get the fact that God can love each and every one of us. No matter how far we fall away from being who he wants us to be. And that his love for us is not based upon our ability to be the good older brothers. But his love for us is based solely upon the depth and the breadth of his heart for us. the Pharisees and the scribes did not see faith and religion being for all people. They saw it only for those who were good enough, who were clean enough, who were pure enough, who were right enough to be a part of God's family. And it's tempting. It's tempting to follow in their footsteps, isn't it? To think of the church as being that place for good people, for being that body that takes care of itself and closes the doors. I had a colleague once who got in trouble in his congregation. Do you know why he was in trouble with his congregation? They were upset with him because there was new people coming to the church and he was spending time with those new people. They thought that he should have been spending all of his time taking care of them and not worrying about anybody else and not making others to feel welcome and at home. They'd become the older brother. They'd lost the whole message of what the church is all about. They lost the message that we don't gather here on Sunday mornings because we're good people or righteous people. We gather here on Sunday mornings because we are people who are loved by God, in spite of ourselves, more often than not. We gather here to be nourished and strengthened, certainly. But we gather here to go out and serve in the world, to share God's love, to share God's grace in this world that so much needs love and grace. Yeah, this parable would have been a lot better off if Jesus just stopped it with the Father and Son being reunited. Because we like that kind of story. But maybe, just maybe, he went on and talked about the older brother because it's so easy for us to become the older brother. To see it all about our earning God's love, being good people, doing the right things, and missing the point of it altogether. Yeah, it's easy to become the presbyteron brother. To become the one who loves the rules and thinks that that's the way that we get to God's love. The older brother didn't understand it. He thought for sure that his father loved him because he was the hard-working brother, the one who kept the nose to the grindstone. He didn't get it that his father loved him for who he was, and not for what he had done. Yeah, it's easy. It's easy to slip into being the older brother. But let us instead try to be prodigal people who let the law slip through our fingers so that we have open arms to receive God's love in our lives. Would you pray with me? Almighty and ever-loving God, it's so easy to think that we have to earn your love. It's so easy to think that maybe you favor us because of how good we are and how much we do for you. Help us never to lose touch with the fact that your love is a gracious love, not a love that we have earned, not a love that we have deserved, but a love that flows freely from your heart to our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name.